Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is County Council President Carolyn McLaughlin. And Carolyn has thrown her hat in for mayor in the city of Albany. And tonight is big vote on Rezone Albany, and Carolyn is here to share her thoughts on the issue and what she might expect to happen. So, Carolyn, I hope you got enough rest for this evening. How are you today?
I'm fine. All the days run together after a while. A lot of work to be done, a lot of things going on.
So tonight's going to be the big vote. What's your feeling?
Well, personally, I really would like to see more discussion on it. I really don't think that I don't personally think it's ready for a vote tonight in terms of the discussion that can be had with people in the community, especially since I know there was lots of meetings out in the community prior to it being delivered and finalized to the council. But only now have a lot of people in the community begun to understand what we're talking about with Rezone and still have some questions. And even with some of the changes that have been made since those discussions, I think it really does warrant some more community meetings. Maybe not a month's worth of them, but at least two of those community meetings where people can get an understanding of what those changes are, and then take a vote on it. I'm not talking about delaying it all summer long, but I do think that based on conversations I've had with people as late as last night, they were concerned that they didn't fully grasp what this is doing neighborhood by neighborhood and then more specifically across the city.
Mm-hmm. What were their concerns, basically?
I mean, the concerns had to do with what types of things were allowed in one community versus another community. I explained that Rezone was supposed to correct all of these flaws that our zoning process had in terms of people having to have all kinds of variances and different permits to open up a business, be it a restaurant, be it a grocery store, be it a home office.
Right.
And everything was so different and dependent upon the neighborhood. And so people want to know, well, what's the difference between, for example, just one end of Lark Street versus another? If you're over at Lark Street between Madison and State Street, there seems to be a different rule than if you were over at Lark Street between Livingston Avenue and Clinton Avenue. Totally different neighborhood. So does that mean that I can't open a business, or it's going to be harder for me to open a business on the latter district, part of the district, as opposed to the one toward Madison Avenue? Someone asked me that question. Are the rules the same? And you really have to take the time to read neighborhood by neighborhood. And, you know, it's an 80-page document or longer. So, and it's not something, you know, it's not just take-home reading. It's, you know, somebody has to explain to you a little bit about it. So, and I thank them for, you know, the work that has been up to this point. But I don't know why we are rushed to do it tonight as opposed to maybe even 2 weeks from now or a month from now.
Now, who's interested in it being voted and just ramrodded through?
Who do I think about that again?
No, you say, you know, that it should not be rushed.
No, it shouldn't be. And a lot of people will say it hasn't been rushed because it has had all these meetings. But I do think that given the changes, and there was a fairly comprehensive list of changes that were made, I do think people, the community, warrants one last opportunity to understand what this is. Because truly, people are just, they heard the words Rezone Albany, Rezone. And truly, people are just getting an understanding of what that is. What is Rezone Albany? And surely there are those neighborhoods where people are much more conscious of these kinds of things. But for those, doesn't mean that the rest of people shouldn't have an opportunity. Whether some people probably won't, those that are in charge won't say it's been rushed. But what do we lose by giving people an additional opportunity to hear about it? I don't think we lose anything.
So there's 15 members on the board, and you're the common council president. Do you get to vote tonight? How does that work?
Well, they're going to need 8 votes, so I do believe that, the committee itself had 5 members.
Right.
And they voted it out of committee, so they just need 3 more.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
As I look around the room, I think they have them. But it's
now,
not a matter of just do you have to. It's not a matter of just do you have to vote. What do you think about the people and whether they have the opportunity to hear more about? If you have the votes or not, what is the harm? If you have the votes, you're going to have them now, and you're going to have them a month from now. You're going to have them 2 weeks from now. So what is the harm of letting people get a greater understanding of what it is prior to voting on?
Right.
I don't see
right.
any harm in that.
Do you think that the mainstream media, meaning the newspapers, the Times Union, the newspaper, radio stations, do you think that they have done a good job of covering this issue?
Well, I would have to say no, because the only time that I recall there being like when we first got the document back in the fall and or earlier part of the year when the bars and restaurants on Lark Street were their closing time was jeopardized, and
right.
and those business people rallied together and came to discuss the part of the rezone that affected their closing times. You know, they came, and that got a lot of media attention. But the other, I don't know if there's been enough clarity there that I still don't think that, no. Otherwise, I would be able to say that there's been enough information out there for people to understand what's going on, and and we should be ready, and the people don't deserve any more time. No, I don't think the media has given it the kind of attention and asked the questions of people in every neighborhood. Do you understand what this is? To me, there could have been a comprehensive story on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. I don't recall seeing that. I try to pay close attention to what happens in the media, and I don't recall that kind of a story.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's passed just as it is tonight, who benefits the most?
Well, I think some business owners in certain parts of the city, and potential business owners, hopefully, you know, they would feel that they don't have as much red tape to go through to still open up a restaurant or a small business in the city of Albany. Also, I believe hopefully that's what people are going to feel, that they don't have to jump through many hoops. That was supposed to be the result of it. You don't have to go through all this variance process because you're within
uh-huh.
the law.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if the average person is not even gonna. They're not gonna feel it.
How does this affect, in your opinion, single family homes?
Well, in those neighborhoods where there's single-family homes and, you know, nice tree-lined streets, they're concerned about single-family homes, their neighborhoods, and the integrity of their neighborhoods being maintained because they don't want to see 3- and 5-story apartment buildings built in their neighborhood. They want, and so I think the rezone has a limit of 3 stories, and a 25-foot setback, which is a 50-foot setback, which is what people wanted. So that hopefully those neighborhoods will be intact. The other thing that I guess that, you know, I can take some consolation is in, and hopefully it's not just for an exercise, that in 6 months we'll be able to review the rezone Albany and look at it and see how it's working. And then thereafter, there will be an annual review, which is really a step in the right direction.
So during an annual review, if it's not working to the benefit of the city, citizens of Albany, it can be revoked?
Well, that provides opportunities for amendments to certain sections,
okay,
rather than, you know, rather than wait 50 years to look at it again. Now, the other thing that was of a major area of concern was inclusionary zoning for affordable housing. And that is an issue that must be continually revisited, because affordable housing is a major issue in the city of Albany. And we don't want the Albany to become a city of just high-end property, of just high-end apartments,
right,
where the average person cannot afford to live in the city that they live in right now. And a lot of the downtown housing, the apartments that are being built, they're high-end. You're $1,000 a month at a minimum.
Right.
And when you talk about people having to spend 30% or more of their income on housing, I really don't think that. And you look at the average income in Albany, and then they're saying there's a discussion as to whether can we afford that? Can I afford it? I'm gonna stop saying I could probably afford to pay it, but I also know that there's a fair number of people who cannot. But everybody at every level needs to have affordable housing, and we can't give away Albany over to apartments that are going to in neighborhoods that people are clamoring after. We can't just make it neighborhoods where only the rich can live, and rich is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, you're bringing up a good point. From your perspective, how much skin in the game does the developers have in this issue?
Oh, I think they have a lot, because the whole inclusionary zoning issue they're in business to make money. I understand that. And we're not asking them, you know, they're not in this about, you know, being altruistic. But at the same time, as a city, if we are going to be a city that embraces diversity, and I'm talking about ethnic diversity as well as economic diversity, we have got to have a city that provides opportunities, housing and job opportunities for people at all levels. And so if we want to continue to lose people, either way, whether we're going to lose people that can afford to pay the high taxes that are in our city, or people who can afford to pay rents, then high rents, then, you know, just keep doing it then. And don't be concerned about those people who can't. But we all know that Albany is a city that has very diverse people in it, with very diverse needs and a real economic mix. And so we've got to make sure that the needs of everyone are met. So the developers, I think when they choose Albany, and we do want them to choose Albany, I want to say that we're a city that's open for business, and we want to make sure that the housing that they build in Albany and any opportunities that they have to grow in Albany is one that takes into consideration all the people. This is about this is what an equity agenda is all about. You're taking it, when decisions are made, they are made to affect with consideration for how they affect every segment of the community. So if we're talking about equity, we have got to be looking at the housing stock as well, and what we allow to be built and not built in our city. We cannot have a city full of Alexanders. We can't, because everybody can't live there.
So there's a few hours left between now and the time that the Cameron Council convenes. It's 10 in the morning, and the Cameron Council convenes at 6 o'clock this evening, 6:30. So for people who will be listening to this throughout the day, what can they do to ensure...
I would urge them to come to the meeting, and especially if they have something to say, an opinion on this issue, and participate in our public comment period that will start right at the beginning of the meeting at 7 o'clock, and let us know how you feel. And in the meantime, call your council member or email them and let them know that you'd like to, if you're not satisfied with the level of information that you have, let them know that, and let them know that you would like to hear more. I would urge your listeners to do that.
Thank you. So, Carolyn, in the closing moments, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to volunteer on your campaign, to give you a contribution, how can they reach you?
Our campaign is located at 153 South Pearl Street, Albany, New York. You can stop by and visit us. Our phone number there is 518-729-5277, or you can donate online at www.carolynforalbany.com.
Carolyn, thank you. I'll see you tonight, and we will probably do a follow-up interview after tonight's meeting. So you've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, give a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. And if you're a radio person, there's a new radio station here in Albany. It's WCAA. And it's 107.3. If you're interested in becoming involved in the new radio station, whether you want to spin a record, have a show about issues, look on the Facebook and you'll find information on WCAA. Thanks, Carolyn. I'll see you tonight. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.